Schweitzer, there's a cover-up for Joe Biden. By Pam Key on December 12, 2022. Breitbart News senior contributor and government accountability was a cover-up over President Joe Biden's involvement with his son Hunter's international business dealings. Levin asked, given what you have uncovered with the Biden family, they acquired over $30 million in money from foreign entities and so forth. How the hell is it possible a special counsel is not appointed to investigate Joe Biden? Forget about Hunter. He would be a part of it, obviously, but Joe Biden? The President of the United States, when they just appointed a special counsel to go after Donald Trump over documents and so forth. Schweitzer said, the word that comes to mind is cover-up, and that's really what this is. You are right, Mark. It's not ultimately a Hunter Biden story. It is a Joe Biden story. Just look at the commercial enterprise that Hunter Biden set up. It all revolved around his father's political power. Hunter Biden set up this firm in 2009. He did not set up on Wall Street, the heart of American finance, but he set it up on Wisconsin Avenue, so he was very close to his father's vice presidential office in the White House and also the Naval Observatory, where the vice presidential residence was. Within a year of setting up this business while his father is the vice president, when his father is steering China policy, remember, that is what Barack Obama told Joe Biden to do. And within 1 year of setting up this new firm where Hunter Biden had no experience, that was meeting with the top finance people in China. 2 years after that, he signs a multi-billion dollar private equity deal bankrolled by the Bank of China. The executives that made that happen actually met with Vice President Biden about a year earlier, Schweitzer continued. Of course, that deal was consummated when Hunter Biden flew with his father on Air Force to China. His father had official visits. Hunter was meeting with his business partners. So Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and this corruption joined at the hip. What we have to factor in this is ultimately, in my mind, not a story about corruption but compromise. It is about national security, and it is about spying. In 2018 and 2020, Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.